Okay, then, let's go.
Let's go.
And hi to you all. It's yours sincerely, Tony Hall.
Let's go.
With a special groovy Bank Holiday Monday show.
Let's go.
With Mick Keith, Brian, Bill and Charlie, the Stones.
Let's go.
And then from Manchester, we've got Herman's Hermits. Those talented girls from Gadzooks, the Three Bells, backed up by Arthur Greenslade and the G-Men. And then on record, music to make you feel good, plus some sounds for soul people. So come on, everybody, come on and let's go. Okay, let's get the show on the road. Music to make you feel good, Miss Tina Britt and the Real Thing. Yeah, talking about the real thing, that's our kind of music there by Tina Britt. And to wish you a happy holiday, it's Wonderful World by Herman's Hermits.
Don't know much about history.
That's Herman's first today, Wonderful World. Well, we got some marvellous records for you today, and if you dig people like Otis Redding, Dee Dee Warwick and Wilson Pickett, all I'll say is stay tuned. Of the British groups, one of the pioneers of the big sound here was Cliff Bennett and the Rebel Rousers. Here's their latest.
I have tried my last year.
Yeah, and the title, I've Cried My Last Tear. And from the Rebel Rousers to the girls from Gadzooks, the Three Bells.
Well, now who wants me to leave? Poor fellas are nice. The girls will listen to me. Take my advice. Girls, you better get yourself on the right track to find.
Three girls we're delighted to have on the show because we think they've got lots of talent. The Three Bells with a Velvet song called Needle in a Haystack. Well, here's today's first Detroit sound on record. It's Marvin Gaye's new one, very unlike anything he's done before. So see how you like Pretty Little Baby. Here we go.
Darling, please stay. Don't go away.
If you need me,
what a heartache. For heaven's sake,
don't you need me?
Don't leave me blue. I'm wanting you. Don't be untrue. What could I do?
Don't you know you
gave me the world, little girl, when you gave me your love. So if you take your love.
Something just a little different there, one that grows on you. Believe me, it's Marvin Gaye's latest called Pretty Little Baby. Okay then, gather round now, cause here come the stars of our show, the fabulous Rolling Stones. And Keith there, the Stones, and a thing by the very underrated Don Covey called Mercy, Mercy. Well, right now it's oldie but goodie time. At Easter, we played you a Doris Troy record, at Whitsun, a Barbara Lewis. Well, a lot of you seem to like the idea, so today our producer Bernie Andrews has come up with a couple of zonkers, kicking off with this one by Barbara George. That's the one that brought the trumpet back to the pop scene, a record that was years ahead of its time, the Barbara George classic, I Know You Don't Love Me No More. Well, another guy who's never had the recognition here that he deserves is composer and singer Curtis Mayfield. Here's one of his all-time hits, and we've got the Impressions original version of It's All Right.
Say it's all right.
It's all right.
Say it's all right.
It's all right.
It's all right.
Hey.
it's all right. Whoa, it's all right.
We're gonna move it slow. When lights are low, when you move it slow,
it sounds like a moan, and it's all right. Whoa, it's all right.
Now listen to the beat. Patch of
Curtis Mayfield's It's All Right by The Impressions. And over now to Herman's Hermits. Here's the A-side of their latest single and the title, Just a Little Bit Better.
He may send you flowers, baby, every single day. Buy you fancy clothes from Paris and have sweet things to say. But I can give you
the title Just a Little Bit Better, and from their latest British single to one they've done specially for an American film. You won't be able to see it yet, so lend a special close ear to Listen People.
Listen, people, to what I say.
Nice song, I like that. Well, so far, lots of music for mods. Now here's one for the rockers. It's a wild one by one of the best, Jerry Lee Lewis.
I wanna jump, but I'm afraid I'll fall. I want to holler, but the joint's too small. Whoa, man, rhythm's got a hold of me too. I got the rockin' pneumonia, boogie, boogie. I want some love.
Like the man says, yeah, that's a newish one by the old master himself, Jerry Lee, with the rocking pneumonia and the boogie woogie flu. Now here's one of the great soul singers of our time, Otis Redding, with Respect.
What you want, honey, you got it. And what you need, baby, you got it. All I'm asking.
Great record then, what a performer that guy is. Science for Soul People there by someone who's just got to make it here. That's Otis Redding's latest record, thing called Respect. And here's another song that the Velvelettes were the first to record. I wonder if you remember it. Scylla did it for us at Whitson, and now, backed by Arthur Greenslade and the G-Men, it's the Three Bells' turn for He Was Really Saying Something. Well, while we've got the girls at the vocal mic, let's keep them there for a song that Julie London first made famous, oh, well over 10 years ago. A little thing called Cry Me a River.
Now you say you're lonely. You cried the long night through. Well, go on and cry.
Cry me a river.
I want to hear you cry.
Cry me a river.
I cried a river over you. Well, go on and cry.
Cry me a river. Cry me a river.
And that's the title, Nice Going Girls. And from the Three Bells Live to the latest record by one of the most consistent British groups, it's the Hollies' new one, Look Through Any Window.
Look through any window, yeah. What do you see? Smiling faces all around. Rushing through the busy town. Where do they go?
And that's going to be a big, big, big one. And after the Hollies, here's a gas of an American record by Dionne Warwick's kid sister, Dee Dee. Dig the lyrics of We're Doing Fine.
Everybody wants to know if everything's all right. I guess they thought by now we'd had a great big fight. No, 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 no.
a knockout. Hope you liked it too. It's Dee Dee Warwick, who we think's good enough to be a star in her own right. And a great song there, a little thing called We're Doing Fine. And by the way, if you've only just joined us, this is Tony Hall, and you're just in time to catch Baby, We Got a Good Thing Going by the Stones.
No matter how much you want me, I'm not going nowhere. Oh no, I'm gonna stick right here. So don't worry about me, baby, 'cause I'm right here at home.
Boys, before we go any further, just want to thank you on behalf of everybody listening for doing the show today. Knocked out to have you. Hope you're enjoying it as much as I know our listeners are.
Yes, thank you. Lovely. Have a happy holiday.
That's Keith and Mick round the mic at the moment. Boys, next in the running order, we've got your million seller satisfaction. And I'd just like to ask you, is it true, I read a report in a paper, that you took 38 hours to record this?
No, not even with a hamburger break in the middle. No, it only took us about two hours to actually do it, and that included arranging it, because not everybody knew the song, you know. And then another hour to mix it, but actually 2 hours to make the record.
In fact, the actual backings weren't worked out, the backing figures and the rhythm figures and things.
It was all done in the studio. It took about 2 hours.
Are you pleased with the way Satisfaction worked out as a song? Because this is, what, the second song that you've written for the Stones as an A-side.
Ask Keith.
What do you think, Keith?
A million and a half behind it. I'm very satisfied.
Well, number one in the States, a cert for number one here. A million in the States. We hope it'll do at least half a million here. And here we go on the title, Mick.
Satisfaction.
I Ain't Got No. Here we go. Okay, it's record time again. Now, Mick, any particular record you'd like us to play right now?
Yeah, I'd like to hear Wilson Pickett's In the Midnight Hour.
Any particular reason apart from the fact that it's a gas record?
Oh, it's definitely a gas.
Yep, Music to Make You Feel Good Now by Wilson Pickett.
I'm
That's one that sounds good at any time of the day or night, especially with the volume turned right up. That's Wilson Pickett with his big American hit and incidentally top of Britain's R&B chart as well, In the Midnight Hour. Well, this one was even bigger in the States. Herman's surprise hit single, originally an album. I'm Henry VIII, I am.
I'm Henry VIII, I am. Henry VIII, I am. I got married to the widow next door. She's been married 7 times before. Everyone was an Henry, never was a Willie or a Sam. I'm an eighth old man.
One that Joe Brown used to do, Herman and Henry VIII, I am. Right now, one more by the Three Bells. This one we know very well, can't think who first recorded it. Anyway, if you know, just tell Pete Murray. Title, Shall I Tell Her?
Shall I tell her you're not here? Shall I tell her? Shall I tell her you're not here? Shall I tell her you're
Yeah.
Tell Her sounds to me like a Bacharach song by the Three Bells. And next, another knockout record written and produced by Burt Burns. It's the McCoys and Hang On Sloopy. Here we go now.
Hang on, Sloopy.
Really groovy record there, Hang On Sloopy, that one by the McCoys. Well, now, a lot of hippies are putting down the Detroit sound, saying they all sound the same. Well, Bernie and I beg to differ, despite the Four Tops' latest title, it's the same old song. Believe me, after you've heard them a few times, they've all got something different happening. That's the Four Tops' new one called It's the Same Old Song. Right now, one more from the Stones, and this is the flip side of Satisfaction, a way out offbeat blues by Mick and Keith called The Spider and the Fly. Yeah, the Stones with the Spider and the Fly. And we've got to fly because it's time to go time. On this special bank holiday show, you've heard the Stones, Herman's Hermits, the Three Bells, Arthur Greenslade and the G-Men, and on record, music to make you feel good, we hope, and sounds for soul people. We're going to leave you now with the great Booker T, the MGs, and Outrage. So till the next time, that's it, that's all. Yours sincerely, Tony Hall. Take care.
The program introduced by Tony Hall was produced by Bernie Andrews.